Let me just go over the injuries from the game. Lance Ball, running back, had a rib injury, and Omar Bolden, cornerback, had a knee bruise. So we came out of it pretty good, and we'll evaluate those guys as we go. Questions?
John, what were you trying to challenge toward the end?
Say again?
You were penalized for trying to challenge something. They said you weren't allowed to challenge.
Well, they're wrong. I mean, it wasn't a turnover. All right, it was a fumble that I was actually challenging the spot, whether the guy was down or not, because had he been down, they recovered it. And last time I looked, when you're on offense and you get the ball back, that's not a turnover. So you can challenge that, and I was actually challenging the spot. So anyways, I don't know what they said, but that's the real thing.
Can you talk about how you saw Manning respond after the first series called to come back and have the second series go the way it did and grade it and onto the first pass?
You know, I thought I was pleased with our offense. You know, I thought we were pretty crisp. On the one drive, on the touchdown drive, I thought a very critical play was Brandon Stokely made a great grab on third down to keep possession. I'm never really happy, losing ever. But I thought our first looked pretty sharp, and I think we made great strides this week.
What did you see specifically from Manning?
You know, I've seen steady improvement since he's gotten here. And, that's a tribute to him, his work ethic. I think, the offensive coaches, his offensive teammates, for being a first-year guy, he's not a young player by any stretch, but, to come in and learn an offense, execute an offense, and, with the precision he has is pretty good.
Coach, was this a flow-of-the-game decision like last week to just play Peyton for how long you played him rather than take him into the third quarter or something like that?
Yeah, I think, we're trying to evaluate a football team, and I feel very comfortable where he is, and rather than put him out there in harm's way, we took him out.
John, that's the second week in a row where your first team pretty well dominated your opponent, and then they came back on your backups. Does that concern you about the back end of your roster?
Yeah, it all concerns me. I mean, that's, kind of what I do. But I think... at the end of the day, I think we made a little bit of improvement, not a lot, but last week we flung up 21. I don't remember what it was this time, but we've got work to do. When we pick the 53, you can do that all different ways.
How good is it to see just Ball make that completion from Manning, the 38-yard bomb to keep the drive?
It was pretty good at the line of scrimmage by Lance. We've got some other guys that are pretty good at that as well. And I thought it was an excellent pass by Peyton.
Coach, all your running backs, you got Hillman out there for the first time. Can you just go through how they look?
We didn't get a chance to put them all in, but, the ones that did play, I thought played pretty well. That's a very good defensive front we played against, in particularly in the first half. So it was a good challenge. And, we'll get a chance to look at the tape and kind of, go through every guy's grade and whatnot tomorrow. But, all in all, I liked our production.
John, any starters going to play in the last preseason game?
It'll be a game time decision. We'll talk about it as a staff. We'll see the health of our football team. Go into greater detail on the performance of our football team, and we'll make that judgment moving forward.
How about your number two quarterback, Caleb
Haney? Yeah, I thought he stepped in there. He had the first line in front of him. I think that's obviously helpful, but I thought he had a good performance. And again, we'll evaluate that moving forward.
Anything else?
Thanks. All right, thank you.